Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Paul. How can I help today?
Hi, I was looking for, like, I'm starting a cleaning business, house cleaner business. I wanted help, like, creating a certain website and advertising online.
So there's not currently any website or any, like, Google business profile or anything like that?
No.
That's okay. That's okay, because we can definitely help you out there. What is the name of your company?
Favorite Mate.
Okay, perfect. So how did you hear about Local Splash?
I used to do it with you guys before.
Oh, you did? Was that for a different business?
No, the same thing, basically janitorial, basically.
Okay, so you had a profile with us before. Was that under a different phone number?
Yes.
What would that phone number be?
707-564-9120.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull that up. So, providing the same or at least very similar services from before, right? Just the business name has changed?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I do have your former account up here with us, and that does help us. I mean, it gives us a head start. I mean, if you're providing the same services, and this is for residential and commercial cleaning services then, right?
Yeah.
Has your service area changed, or is it still basically the same?
San Francisco, Costa County, and Solano County.
Perfect. So we can definitely help you with that. And then you need a website. With that type of service area, and you're looking for a flat monthly rate, right? With calls coming directly to you, not like a pay-per-lead service?
Yeah.
Are you familiar at all with Google Verified? I mean, it used to be called Google Guarantee, local service ads.
I think so. I'm not for sure.
Okay.
But you guys had me up there, like, number one.
Right. So local service ads is not something that you had before, but it is something that we can do for you now. It is a pay-per-lead service, though. It's different, though, than, like, Angie or Thumbtack. You know, the calls come to you. They are exclusive leads. And it is something that we can do for you, but we can do something a little bit more along the lines of what you had before as well. I just wanted to give you a little bit more information on Google Verified. The calls route through a Google phone number, but it does forward directly to you, and it'll say Google Verified lead coming through, as you know, so you know exactly what it is. Now, with that, it is monitored by the Google AI, and it is kind of vetted to make sure that it's a qualified lead. It has to be someone in your service area looking for a service that you provide, and then you have to either quote a price to them or schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, you wouldn't even pay for that lead. When you do pay for the lead, it's a exact amount of like $38.67. So that would be a pay-per-lead service that we can offer for you down the road. What I'd like to do now would be something along the lines of what you had before and include a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. That's the campaign that you had before. It is going to keep your phone ringing. It's just going to be kind of everything updated for the new business information. So the phone number that we're speaking on right now, is this going to be a good number for us to reach you? Is it the business number also?
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, it's a smartphone, right? So you can receive a text message on that phone number?
Yes.
So it looks like in the past you had a reduced rate. This reduced rate for the Platinum package is $299. It's normally a $599 package, but I could still honor that reduced pricing for the program that you had before, which is a comprehensive package that includes both search engine optimization and that social media campaign, that paid Facebook ad campaign. We would do a brand new website for you. The website's going to be included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, I think the best thing for me to do here would be to kind of link the two accounts just so that we have all of the previous information on there. You mentioned that the services are basically the same. Do you still have the same email address, or did you want to update that?
Oh, it's my last name and my first name at gmail.com.
Okay, so not the precious in the middle of it. So this
No.
is going to be Martin MartinRonishia at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now the old address that we had was the 272 Bridgewater Circle. That's not current. Or it is?
No, it's the same.
The same address.
That's
okay.
The same.
And then what is the name? You said it before. I didn't catch all of it. What is the new name of the business?
Save It Made.
You said Save It?
Favorite.
Oh, Favorite. There's a little bit of like a staticky echo in the background. I don't know if you can hear it. Favorite.
Maids,
M-A-I-D-S, with the S at the end of it, right? Okay.
No, not
oh, just favorite maid? Oh, just not an S. Okay. Are you doing anything like Airbnb? Do you do, like, move in, move out?
Yeah, I want to.
You want to?
Yeah,
okay,
too.
Okay, great.
Everything.
So, all of it. That's fantastic. We want to get that going for you. Now, we actually have a card on file that, I mean, if it was updated with the new expiration date, it might still be valid, but it's a visa ending 5591. Is that the card that you wanted to use?
Oh, to pay for it today, right now?
Well, is that your intent to get things going here, get you through with another client interview technician? I know
I
that
this... to, I do want to do it today, but I will have to go to my mom's house and get my money and put it on my card.
Okay. Still quite early in the day.
But I do want to do it today, though.
And then we can schedule your follow-up call. I know you had a client interview before. You would have another one, even though all of the services are pretty much the same. We just want to make sure, verify information to you, get you updates about the processes and things like that. We
will
do
I be
have
able to put my prices on the website too, or no?
So, I mean, if you have a widget that puts prices on there, then we could add that to it. I mean, there is some things that we can add for it, but it's not like an e-commerce site where it's going to list like a breakdown of all of your different services and things like that. If it's like an hourly rate or something like that, I mean, that's something that we can accommodate into the content of the website, but it's not like I said, like a fully customized e-commerce site where it's going to list multiple products with different prices. I just wanted to let you know that. If you have a widget, though, or something that's already created that we can add, a link to the website, that we can certainly do. Now, as far as the client interviews go, we've got 11:30, 1:30, and 2:30. It sounds like that 11:30 might not work for you today, but would you be available, and would we be able to process that $299 before 1:30 or 2:30 so that we could do your client interview even today?
Yes, let's do 2:30.
The 2:30, okay. So do you want me to call you back maybe around 1 o'clock?
Yes, you can.
Okay. That would give you enough time to get to your mom's?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Again, my name is Paul. I'll be the one giving you that follow-up call. and it will be around 1 o'clock. I need realistically about 10 minutes of your time, and then we will have that follow-up call scheduled at 2:30. I'm actually going to schedule that now. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't have to respond to it. It's an email, though, just reminding you that that call is scheduled at 2:30. You'll also receive another reminder at 1:30, but I'll be calling you back at 1 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Martin, I'm so glad you called in today. Real pleasure speaking with you. I'll give you a call back at 1 o'clock, and we'll get everything all set up.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.